It's a privilege, really, to be here. And it's a privilege to be in this place. I never thought that I would be standing here. This is amazing. Only God can do this here. Because if you would know me, you would know that it had to be the Lord that has me in a place where that we all learn from. We all received, you know, God's mind and God's thoughts, and we all received Jesus Christ's thinking and categories here. This is the classroom that we all viewed on the screen. How many saw this classroom on the TV or internet? And you saw different men up here, our pastor, and different ones up here sharing the Word of God. So I count it an honor and a privilege. I count it a blessing just to be here and to be standing before you, the people that God has joined in the Spirit to reveal God's heart and God's mind. So this evening I'm here to share a few things to you, and the topic this evening, or is it evening? Okay. The class or the session that we're sharing tonight is why old landmarks still matter. Why old landmarks still matter? Do they matter? Yeah, they do matter. And I want to share, you know, my thoughts on that. And define the old landmarks and explain some of my experience, the experience that I have concerning these landmarks that have been passed down through the ages and passed down through our fathers, spiritual fathers and leaders. And how personally it means something to me personally and to us as a ministry, especially in Brooklyn, New York. I'm Pastor Sterling Johnson. I'm from the Bible Speaks in Brooklyn, New York. And they have a Bible, they have a Brooklyn in Africa. I think they have a Brooklyn in different places, but we're in Brooklyn, New York. And thank God so much that we have been a part of the ministry, the Greater Grace Ministry, since 1978, 79. And my former pastor was Dr. Willis Moses. And he came into the Grace Ministry when he was under legalism, but he heard this finished work, this grace message through Dr. Stevens on telephone time many, many years ago. And when you got a pastor that comes into the knowledge of the finished work, now you have the whole congregation. And it's amazing that I'm so blessed to be here because of the landmarks that was laid. And we are so privileged not to move away from those things. So this is an interesting time. I'm sure that I did some things differently as the pastor. I've been a pastor for our ministry for 4 years, I believe, right, my wife? It'll be five years. Oh, give God a hand. God a hand. Because it's only, I say it, if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't hear. But I've been there for 5 years, but I've been in the ministry since 1974. And God has really imparted life to me through these landmarks that gave me definition, guidance by the grace of God. So Well, I'm just privileged. I keep on saying I'm privileged to be here. So what are we going to do? Let's turn to Deuteronomy, the 19th chapter. And I want to define the landmarks. And as I get going, you'll start seeing that I'm coming out of the cocoon. Deuteronomy 19, chapter verse 14. And I only have another, I think, 30 minutes, so I'm going to try to stay on point. Deuteronomy 19:14. And thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. So here in Deuteronomy 19:14, the directions is given to fix landmarks in Canaan. It is the will of God that everyone should know his own. And that means should be used to, should know his own, and that should be used to hinder the doings and suffering of wrong. This, without doubt, is a moral precept and still binding. Let every man be content with his own lot and be just as his neighbor in all things. There are five mentions of the word landmark in the Bible, and they all seem to apply to the same concept of a physical demarcation of property between neighbors or in relationship. The commentary in Matthew's Henry, he gave an explanation of this verse that I read. The law against frauds here is an implicit direction given to the first planters of Canaan to fix landmarks according to the distribution of the land to the several tribes and families by lot. It is the will of God that everyone should know his own, and that all good means should be used to prevent encroachment and the doings and suffering of wrong. When right is settled, care must be given or taken that it not be afterwards unsettled, and that, if possible, no occasion of dispute may arise. Don't go to sleep on me yet, because I want you to hear this here part. I just wanted to read what he was saying about the landmarks. An express law to posterity, not to remove those landmarks which were thus fixed at first, but by which a man secretly got that to himself which was his neighbor's. And this is without a doubt is a moral precept and still is binding to us. It forbids. So I'm talking tonight about why old landmarks matter. Why do they matter? How many times have you passed a landmark and had it bring back memories as you viewed it and remembered? Landmarks are important to us, isn't it? They bring back all sorts of memories. Amen? Yeah. Landmarks disappear from our landscapes that were made from rocks or any kind of object. Sometimes it disappears and we see the changes that's made. I want you to just mind, you know, just pray, because when I got here, I lost all the papers that I was getting ready to share. Isn't that something? Everything that I had down, I came here and I could not find it. So now I'm talking from my heart. And I want you to hear me, because landmarks matter to me. So define old landmarks personally. I came into ministry when I was 17 years old, and I didn't know anything about the finished work and the grace of God, and all I knew is that I needed this salvation that was preached. And my pastor, Pastor Moses, came into the finished work in 79. But he was under legalism. He would preach law, and he would preach it in a way that, you know, the way he preached the word of God, it was like, if you don't do it, you'll go to hell. If you live right, heaven belongs to you. But if you don't, hell belongs to you. I didn't know all of this about legalism. All I knew is that I needed to be saved. And I came into a ministry that was under legalism, which I did not know nothing about. But he spoke Jesus Christ, the Savior. And that's all I saw. And that was a landmark to me. That was an important piece in the salvation that I have received. That the only means of salvation was Jesus Christ and what he has done and who he is. And I wanted to receive it, and I received it. And that was a landmark personally to me. How many understand what I'm saying? It was a road to this wonderful salvation that I have received. It was something that I never knew about, but through the new birth, I become to understand that this was an important landmark for someone to know this salvation and this finished work and this grace message that we all have received by faith. And I received it, and it became something that was dear to my heart, because it kept me on the straight and narrow. And I received this teaching through Pastor Moses. I received this teaching through Pastor Moses that gave me a solid foundation of who I am. because he defined a lot of the landmarks that was set before him in this message that I received. So he gave me some direction and guidance through these signs as far as the finished work is concerned. Thank you so much for listening to me. Because you're hungry for the word. And I know it. Oh God, thank you so much. So these landmarks were like a turning point in my life. It was like information and instruction that I received from the word of God. It was like road signs to a wonderful provision by God, the love and the grace and the mercy and the character and nature of God that has been given to me through Jesus Christ. And it was something that I have received personally that was a turning point from religion, from any other thing apart from God's mind. It was information and reality that I received through the Word of God and through the Bible. It's like beacons of light, a guiding light to me, a road sign. Praise God for these landmarks that have not changed in the light of who God is. And it became a personal thing to me as I followed the one that has received God's instructions and God's direction, the man of God. I followed his instructions, what he has received from God. I followed it, and all of a sudden it became my direction and guidance. In my walk. I wanted to explain my experiences that I had as far as these landmarks. As a young man, I didn't know anything. I did not know how to drive. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to look for the right road or the right direction. But thank God for the preciseness, the precise word, the instruction that God has given. Thank God for that, because now I know the road that I'm on. I know exactly where I'm going because the Bible gives every kind of direction, every kind of instruction and information in the light of who God is and what he's like. That's a beautiful thing. You did not know, but all of a sudden now you understand where you're going, where you're headed, and what you're doing, and why you're doing, and the purpose of you going this way is because God has set some direction. He has set some landmarks that we can finish the race. And as a ministry, these landmarks were set so that we wouldn't get off track. I took over a ministry from a man that was sold out to Christ. that has been under the tutelage of Dr. Stevens and Pastor Shallow and great men that are in this room right now, that I'm up here talking to you, but I'm saying thank you, God, because I have learned a lot from you guys. I took over a ministry and I do a lot of things differently. My style is different. But there's things that I learn through this message of grace. I learned a more excellent way that it should not change. So we have landmarks, and we are not to give them up. These landmarks are our inheritance. The key word here is inheritance. In order to be a recipient of an inheritance, there must first be the death of another. Physical death, spiritually someone has experienced death to the flesh. Or the realization of the co-death with Christ. Landmark, an object or feature. Especially one that enables someone to establish their location. What is a landmark? How many times have you gone on a trip and someone you haven't been, somewhere you haven't been very long, and you search for landmarks along the way to guide you in your destination? How many times have you looked for old landmarks only to discover that they were no longer there? How many times have you passed a landmark and had to it brought back memories as you viewed it and remembered? Landmarks are important to us. That's why I love the convention, because you are a landmark. And I'm going to go off the page in just from my heart. You are a landmark. You are a landmark of this finished working of this message, this grace message. You are a landmark that directs me and directs us to one purpose. And that's our Savior. These landmarks bring all sorts of memories. And aren't they important to us? The cross, the finished work, grace, mercy, love, righteousness, discipline, freedom, responsibility, accountability, authority, pastor, teachers, delegated authorities. These are landmarks that we all are aware of, that has been taught to us along the way. And landmarks disappear. But the Word of God says that we should not remove it. Things change, but the landmarks are there for our protection. For God's purpose, for our provision. And there is one landmark that will exist forever, and that old landmark is the cross of Christ. It's there where we all found forgiveness. It's a place where we were set free from the bondage of sin. It is where our shackles have been broken and removed, and our souls were given the assurance that we have been made the righteousness of God because we have been washed in His precious blood. Proverbs 22:28 says, "Do not move any ancient boundaries, stones which your fathers have set." In these scriptures, Deuteronomy 19:14 and Proverbs 23:10 and 11 and Job 24:2. In these scriptures, we see that the original landmarks which were set in the times of laying out and allotting the land to the children of Israel when they received their inheritance were very important all the way through in maintaining proper identification of each person's land and an inheritance passed down from one generation to another. The rightful inheritance to each one could only be identified by reference to those ancient landmarks. The key word is inheritance. It lifts up a standard. It carries with it the connotation of an eternal nature of truth. The importance of establishing landmarks and returning to landmarks. In the ministry in Brooklyn, because of the landmarks that have been set in our ministry, the Greater Grace Ministry, this ministry, because of these landmarks that have been set, we are still standing. And we're not moving. Why? Because it's not just information that we receive, but it is the Spirit and the Word that gave us the reality of what we have and what we received. And we have landmarks that have been given to us way back a long time ago. I think I'm older than a lot of you in this room, even though I look younger than you. I'll be 64 in July. But it's amazing that because of what we have received through the Word of God, and because of these landmarks that have been laid by our fathers, who have heard it from the forefathers, that we are able to stand and be able in these last days to not leave the place where God has placed us in this finished work. We have been given a lot. And I say our church in Brooklyn, thank God that it was founded on this principle, that don't stray away from what we have been receiving through the men that God has given us, to make it clear and precise that God has finished a work and it has nothing to do with us, but it all has to do with Him. And He says, do not change, even though that things are changing all around us. Don't change. And it's easy to change because if you don't receive the word of life or the word of God in your heart. Not through your mind, not through knowledge, but through the Spirit. There is not going to be a standard that's going to be lifted up when things change all around us. And people are not able going to be able to see the lighthouse or the causeway to this wonderful salvation that we receive. So I say to you that we have landmarks and we are not going to let them move. This is what I have been receiving all the time. I'm a nice guy, but don't mess around with these places where God has put us. He says, don't let it change. And I'm sorry because I told you in the beginning, everything that I had for you, I don't know what happened to it. But here it is. I'm just saying that these landmarks can't be changed. We have received much. Let me just mention some of the landmarks that I have received. And we have received in the ministry in Brooklyn. Not eating from the tree of knowledge. One of the landmarks that I know is not by my mind or the natural man, but is by the Spirit of God. It's by the Spirit. Because Jesus said in John 6:63, the words that I speak, they're spirit and life. So it's not eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's not hearing with your head, but it's hearing in the Spirit. These are landmarks that I just want to say and get out personally that has reared us up in Brooklyn. That's why we're still here. That's why we love this ministry. That's why we love when we come and hide ourselves in the body, because we hear the same things that we heard from way back. And it's still living. The faithfulness of God is one of the landmarks that keeps us going, keeps us staying on the right path. Isn't God faithful? Habakkuk 2:4, Hebrews 10:38, Galatians 3:11. Another one is the covenant of hell has been broken. Isaiah 28:18. Another landmark is the blood. What do you know about the blood? What do you know that the blood has the power to free us from everything? What do we know about the blood? The blood is one of the landmarks that was spiritual landmarks that was set for us. The grace of God and no other gospel. We are people of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are to go into all the world and learn to share our faith. We heard this morning about the anointing. This is a landmark. The anointing of songs. How many here can sing? Isn't it something when we recognize the anointing? The anointing of the word. The anointing of quietness. The anointing of brokenness. Authority, joy. I don't know if you got anything out of this here, but God has set these landmarks. And as I keep on and as we keep on receiving, the Holy Spirit sets up these spiritual landmarks in our hearts so that we'll know when we veer off. Because we speak the same thing. We have the same heart and same mind. But I want to read something to you in closing, because 45 minutes is a lot of time. But I want to read some landmarks in Brooklyn that we have received that kept and keeps us faithful to the things that God has set forth a long time ago. Every day we used to get this devotion from our pastor that he received from his pastor, and he passed it down to us. And I just wanted to share this with you because it's really powerful. Some landmarks personally that is keeping me as a pastor and leading a body of believers that are growing in the grace and the knowledge of Him, and you can recognize them because they have the same mind and the same spirit that you have. The same word that you receive, it's a reality. And I love it because this is our life. Forgive. Christ has given us all things in Him. Nothing do we lack. Forgive. Here's another area he gives us. And it's how to buy someone back. We don't go to the store or even look for a sale. But remember, without Christ, we can't forgive. All we do is fail. So what do we do to make this principle our very own? To forgive and to love is only done from the throne. From there comes the truth of life, and this is full of joy, which deals with our emotions for the deep down they are bitter. We don't live in experience of the present or the past, but remember who Christ is, the first and the last. Forgive. Genesis 3:1-11. The mind of God is something I must acquire. Satan does not want me to know that as a result of sin, a person loses his confidence. Also, the result of not taking in the word of God leaves me open to take on Satan's feelings. Satan knows if I stay around the Word of God, I will have substance and life. Landmarks. If I lose my confidence and assurance, there is no life and no hope. And I'll lose my boldness. Once these are lost, I am incapacitated. My confidence is directly related to my conscience. And if my conscience is guilty, I lose my confidence. And I'll live in a degree of unidentified guilt. I'll be guilty and won't know it. Then the boldness I should have as a child of God is really lost. And I'll have self-consciousness instead of God-consciousness. I'll draw back from the people of God and the things of God and hook up with somebody that is guilty. I do not choose the things that benefit me. I do not choose anything because of attractiveness or benefits. But because of the call of God, I choose those things which glorify God. And I don't have opinions without knowledge. I do not develop my life around a lie. I do not hold conversations about my shortcomings, landmarks, God's plan. God our Father in Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, verse 4, has a plan. He's the head one of that plan. And with that plan, God the Father gives us a free volition. And then he gives us Bible doctrine in Hebrews 4:12. So that the first thing he gives us is doctrine to check out our motives. So that we can check out our motives to protect our free volition and to make sure that our free volition is properly being experienced and right decisions. The second thing he gives us with the word of God under the headship of Jesus Christ in Ephesians 1:22, and he asks us to make sure that Christ has all preeminence in Colossians 1:19, that we hold fast to the head in Colossians 2:19. And he gives us a pastor teacher and those that the pastor teacher delegates authority with its various training program. First in 1 Timothy 3, 1-7, we have a teaching authority. But in 1 Timothy 3, 8-13, we have administrative authority. So with the divine institution of the church, the local assembly, we have various educational programs and facilities that educate folks with the mind of Christ so that we can have protection, landmarks, provisions, plan discipline, plan humility, practical discipline, practical humility, and a production of fruits in their life through the government of God so that they will protect us from the authorization of satanic confusion, which leads to self-destruction of the individuals in every realm of his future life. And if he is not saved, ultimately to hell. Jesus Christ's headship gives us those people, and he wants us to honor them in Romans 11:13. So I say to you that these are landmarks that we received a long, long time ago. The 10 principles, wisdom, instruction, intelligence, understanding, righteousness, justice, equity, prudence, discretion, the grace speech. The meek means that they are willing, regardless of what I am like, to receive his provisions for correction. I should plan to be humble and be willing to be corrected. I do not defend lies or wrong. When I do this, I am saying God did not do enough. The principle is when I am wrong, it is time to get right. God has provided provisions to keep us. 33 things God provides every believer at the point of salvation. How many knows them? Those are landmarks that God has provided for us. I have a whole lot, but I'm closing with that. Because the principal thing is that I experience in this ministry not to leave these foundations that has been set for us. Not to leave it. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. One of the landmarks that says, don't go over your time. Even though you want to say more and have more time, but That's one of the landmarks I learned, and it's in my heart. So thank God so much for you coming. I hope you got one thought. Father God, thank you so much for this workshop. And maybe this week I might have more time just to share individually with people about the real provision that God has given us, and He for our protection, for our provision in this life. Thank you, God, for your people. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that we are receiving this week. And may it be more than just information, but may it go in our spirit and reside there for the time of need. Thank you, Father God, for your people, and thank you so much for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.